Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, the Israeli army takes nearly half of the Gaza Strip. The festival of Shavuot marks a significant time in the Jewish calendar. And Mike Huckabee criticizes irresponsible reporting of the US media. In a status report of the war in Gaza, the Israeli army has reoccupied almost half of the Gaza Strip, and the trial against the Prime Minister enters a new phase. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
In news from the war, about two-thirds of the total ground forces of the Israeli military are currently operating in the Gaza Strip. Following a stalemate in negotiations between Israel and Hamas to end the war, during the past 2 months, the Israeli military has resumed fighting in Gaza. Currently, the army controls about 40% of the area of the Gaza Strip. And with the continuation of the war, the plan right now is for the army gradually to move in order to control 75% of the area of Gaza. It is estimated that the military has destroyed only about a quarter of the 600 miles of tunnels in the Gaza Strip, which is only 25 miles long. Since the fighting in Gaza resumed 2 months ago, nearly every day, the Shiite Houthi regime in North Yemen continues to fire long-range missiles into central Israel, which causes about half the population to seek cover and causes a delay in the operating of Israel's main international airport outside Tel Aviv during each missile attack. A military affairs commentator reported on state radio that Hamas has about 15,000 active fighters in Gaza who are now waging a guerrilla war because the senior command structure has been eliminated, and that teenagers as young as 16 and 17 years old are now being recruited by Hamas to fight. In other news, the 5-year-old trial against Prime Minister Netanyahu over charges of bribery and corruption has now entered a new phase, with the prosecution beginning the cross-examination of Mr. Netanyahu. For the past half a year, Mr. Netanyahu has been giving his version of events in the courtroom under questions by his defense. Now the prosecutors have their turn to try to poke holes in his testimony. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, this week marks the 7-day festival of Shavuot, which is deeply rooted in the Torah, brought into fullness in the New Testament as Pentecost. To find out more, Paul Calvert talked earlier to Alana Heideman from the Israel Forever Foundation about the significance of Shavuot.
Now, Alana, what is Shavuot?
And Shavuot is the holiday of weeks, the festival of weeks, which is the exact translation of the word of that we call it. And we are counting the weeks from the Exodus from Egypt until the giving of the Torah at Sinai. So we have these very powerful 49 days where we really count every day the significance of each day throughout these weeks. And then on Shavuot, we come together and we celebrate once again, just as we had stood at the base of Mount Sinai to receive the Torah from God. So too do we come together on Shavuot to celebrate again and to receive again the Torah as our guide, our book, our of faith, and our book of integrity by which the Jewish people continue to live. Shavuot, I'll add, is also an agricultural holiday for those who are interested in the many aspects of the Jewish faith and Jewish culture. Our love of the land is something that we have always taken as a priority in our life. And so we also celebrate the first fruits that were brought to the temple. On Shavuot, they would travel from all over the world in order to come to Jerusalem to the Holy Temple on Har HaBayit, what is called the Temple Mount, and bring the first fruit. So it's really a very powerful and important holiday on the Jewish calendar, one of the three pilgrimage festivals, Shalosh HaRegalim, Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot, when it reminds us of also our continuity as a people and our connection with Jerusalem. So the Torah binds us, and Shavuot is the day on which it was given, and the Jewish people were breathed into life as a nation. It's really a phenomenal holiday.
Now, God gave the law to Moses after freedom from slavery. Are many Jews praying for freedom today? It's over 600 days of captivity for the hostages.
Freedom remains an elusive concept in our minds because we don't understand how an entire world has sat silently by for all of these days and denied the freedom of innocent individuals who were snatched from their homes, grabbed in mid-dance from their party and from the life that they deserve to live. Unfortunately, we continue to pray day after day that not only our hostages be released into freedom, but that we also are given the freedom to fight and win the war of what is happening in the war against Israel, because indeed it is a war against humanity. And we need to do everything possible to acquire not just freedom for our hostages, but freedom for all of Israelis and all Jews everywhere. Freedom from being demonized and delegitimized in every possible space. So freedom is on our lips and the hope for it every single moment.
So this is a biblical holiday where you have to come to Jerusalem. What's it like in the current situation? We're seeing the Houthis firing missiles, triggering sirens, and Jews are running to the bomb shelter. So is it a scary time at the moment in Jerusalem?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because on one hand, it's very exciting in Jerusalem, and people really continue to come en masse to our holy city. I don't actually feel that there is any greater fear in Jerusalem than anywhere else in the country, to be honest. I think that there are, of course, people who are agitators, and that is true on all sides of the social, ethnic, and political and religious spectrum. Meaning this past week on Yom Yerushalayim, Jerusalem Day, when we honor and commemorate the return of our people to our holy city, when at the end of the Six-Day War, on day three of the Six-Day War, we managed to conquer and retrieve back and liberate Jerusalem from the hands of the occupying forces, the Jordanians at the time. And it's very important that we realize how Jerusalem is central to many different faiths, but it is central to many different faiths because it was central to the Jews. So therefore, everything we're hearing in a modern day narrative, which ties to de-Judaize Jerusalem and claim in the United Nations and in pretty much every space in the world, unfortunately, people are saying that Jews have nothing to do with Jerusalem. And these holidays remind us that indeed they do. Indeed, this is our eternal capital city, and it is holy and important because of the Jewish nation.
What is your prayer for Israel during Shavuot?
Strength. Strength, and to find moments of joy amidst the heartache, and to find ways to not let those who seek to divide us and destroy our unity, to not allow them that power.
That was Elena Heidemann. Finally, in a statement by the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, he said, "Reckless and irresponsible reporting by major U.S. news outlets are contributing to the anti-Semitic climate that has resulted in the murder of two young people at an Israeli embassy event in Washington last month and the terror attack on a group of pro-Israel demonstrators in Colorado on Sunday. Without verification of any source other than Hamas and its collaborators, the New York Times, CNN, and Associated Press reported that a number of people seeking to receive humanitarian food boxes from the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation were shot or killed by the Israel Defense Forces. These reports were false. Drone videos and first-hand accounts clearly showed that there were no injuries or fatalities and no shooting or chaos. It is Hamas that continues to terrorize and intimidate those who seek food aid. The only source for these misleading, exaggerated, and utterly fabricated stories is Hamas. Media sources should apologize and pledge to practice actual reporting of the facts instead of engaging in dangerous propaganda that assists the terror group Hamas. Please pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured out during this time and pray for the truth to prevail by the media in all its reporting. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.